Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. It is the 22nd day of August 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Of course, we've got a little rant today. Tomorrow we're going to have Jim Condit on. We're going to do another thing on the precinct system, as well as we're going to do some more motivating for people to start running on their own. We want people to run, and there have been a few questions I'm going to try to address as well with Jim on tomorrow's broadcast. Today we're going to talk about current events. We've been actually given an opportunity here, and I'll explain the opportunity as I see it. When people make charges or do certain things to try and trip up our efforts, they often expose their motivation or their associations. You know, In the case that's of the stuff that's going on right now, if you take a look back at this Wing TV people, and I usually don't even mention them, but Wing TV, you'll find that every time anyone was beginning to find an audience or get traction on an issue, they would come in from behind them and pick up that issue and start promoting it as their own, and then they would try to move people away from that person who was getting the traction. And they've done it many times. In fact, the Oklahoma City event that was put together was actually sabotaged by these people at Wing TV. And they've been involved in some other things that were absolute examples of sabotage. Take a look at the people they've been working with over time here. Many of them are known Zionists. We knew this for a long time. I've known about these people for many months, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, they were not very important in this movement, and certainly they're still not. Their numbers are not anywhere near what the French Connection gets on a regular basis. We're at 15,000 plus and growing larger. And certainly they don't have the kind of influence we've been able to garner over time, because people would understand when they went to that group that they were usually just regurgitating stuff that many other people had already established, and rarely were they pushing forward the right agenda. Basically, you would never hear them mention Rothschild and Warburg and Honig and Brooks and Ledeen and Walper and, I mean, you know, Lowy, Frank Lowy and Silverstein. And we go down the list, and it's huge and long, and, you know, all of the different people in the media, like Sumner Redstone and Morton Zuckerman and all of these people. We could go and just talk for hours. In fact, people have asked me to start putting together, and I call on you out there to go throughout the internet and find the list of these Zionists that are active in this attempt to destroy our planet, and start sending me these lists, because we'll look them over and put them on a master file list. And that's the kind of efforts we make here. We know the Zionists have done this. We know we're fighting over there in Iraq for the Israeli interests. We know that Zionism is a worldwide phenomenon. The people that run it are from different camps around the world. But these people over at the Swing TV group will never try to forward any real information about anything. What they do is they have a big mouth, and they go out and they try to tell you that they've got all the answers. Don't go listening to Smith. Don't go listening to Huffschmidt. Don't go listening to Bolin. Because what we're putting out there are facts about, you know, Converse Emphasis or Amdocs or the Stewart Air Force Base or the relation of Lowy with Silverstein or all of these different very important informational presentations that we've been doing. So the interesting thing is that we've known this for a long time, and I never wanted to give them any kind of airplay. They called me every name in the book, and then they would turn around and do is send me an email saying they liked me. And then you know, we're doing the same thing, give me a call, and then they would try to pee on my leg again, and it's just over and over again. And when we pee on someone's leg over here, Eric and I, we did it with a very clear intent to expose them as the criminals that they were. Well, take a look at these people promoting loose change, and loose change vehemently denies that the Zionists have any activity in this stuff. Take a look at who they've been buddying up with, and it's the who's who of the bad guys, in fact. And they're the reason why I think this kind of head is coming to pass here with all this information is because we are getting traction, and it's growing exponentially. This idea of criminal Zionism in the world is starting to be understood by even rank and file people out on the internet. It's being discussed. It's being outed. It's being promoted. It's being understood that we are in some death throes here. Our societies are with a fight against criminal Jews in the world. Now, Wing TV has never done anything that was going to put any of this stuff to rest ever. They've never come up with an idea that was going to stop the fight, save the country in any way. Never. This hasn't happened. And, you know, you have to take a look at our motivation here. Who would we be doing this for, Eric and I? Who would it benefit for us to fight this fight? There's nobody that's benefiting except the individual citizens of the country. There's no group that we're fighting for except you. You know, if you take a look at it, it's just amazing to me that most people's logic that are following these criminals, and that's what they are, they're treasonous. They're crypto-Zionist Jews. They are, absolutely. If they deny it, they're liars. I'm telling you that right now. These two are crypto-Zionists. And I mean, it's like this Dr. Deagle over here. He's Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. He says he's a born-again Christian. He's a Jew, ladies and gentlemen. And he's a Zionist. And he's been promoting Zionist malarkey. He's in place over there to try to stir up the fear about bird flu and about all this other crazy nonsense that he's come up with. He was also involved in drugging people after the Columbine murders that were also Zionist inspired in order to get the guns out of the hands of the American public. And you take a look at who they chum and pal around with, all these people, and then you take a look over there at this guy Stattmiller, who he's hanging out with, and he's a bad guy as well, ladies and gentlemen. John Stattmiller is a real bag of chunky crap, is what he is, and he says, "Oh, look how long I've been doing this." Well, you don't know that there was a wave of arrests of the real militiamen up in Michigan. Real militiamen are people who are actually rank-and-file citizens who were fighting for gun protection, the Second Amendment rights, and all this other stuff. Well, when he left up in Michigan, he left a bunch of arrests in his wake, and he left without any, completely unscathed, came down, and of course he put the beginnings of GCN together and then turned that over to one of his friends, Ted Anderson, and then started RBN to do it again. He's got clandestine money all over him. He's piling around with Carl Schwartz and bringing on Judy Andreas, and Judy's also somebody that tries to sweet talk me into, "Oh, Darryl, you know, la la la," and all her buddies are up there in New York, all a bunch of Zionists hanging out with all kinds of crooks. And it's a simple story. We've told you this. It's a simple story. It's about control. It's about greed. It's about power. It's about supremacy. It's about usurping governmental control in every country in the world, so that that we end up living our lives under their heavy-handed criminal treasonous dirty, rotten mess. And I'll tell you something. You know, the way that this is panning out here, they can't fix this. There are converts every day leaving their camp. And the flow of history is moving against them. And we are gaining tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people per week to this message. Not necessarily our message, but the message that the people in control are lying, that these terrorist attacks are fraudulent, that the people in charge of the American government has nothing to do with George Bush. He's too stupid to wipe his own fanny. And that it's actually Jewish supremacists that at the top of his administration are involved. And hundreds of thousands of people are migrating away from these criminals every day. So what that tells me is that it's just a matter of time before they go down. And they know it. They can see the handwriting on the wall. So they're bringing out this Black Pope crap again with Eric John Phelps. And they're bringing out all this nonsense to try a real full court press on to stem the tide, to stem the flow of our truth. And ladies and gentlemen, there is only one truth here. Criminal Zionist supremacist Jews are involved in trying to take over every free person's life in this planet. Period. End of story. Take a look at the facts. Who runs the media? Who runs the money? Who runs the medical associations? Who runs our corporations? Who runs every single important thing in this on this planet in every major country on earth? And it's these people. All Jews involved? No. Nope. And that's one of the things they get to point to when they tell you it's not true. Well, oh, look, you know, these guys not doing it, and this guy's not doing it. Well, that's right. There's a lot of Jews out there that have nothing to do with this. And one of my big fears is that they will get swept up in some kind of backlash when all this happens. And I hope that does not happen, because I certainly am not against people who have not participated in these crimes. However, people like Barry Shamish need to be arrested, put in chains, thrown into a jail cell. When we put together the prosecution package on this cretinous liar, we need to put him into a gas chamber, or into an electric chair, or into what do they have in California? I don't know, whatever the system is. He needs to be eliminated, this guy. He's a lying, treasonous dog. He's probably a dual citizen of Israel or whatever, like Chertoff and like Pincus and like the rest of these cretins and Ladine and Fife and all these others in our government that have taken over our country. But that's what the alternative press and radio are putting out there. Then we get people on RBN last night trying to slander Eric and I again, and that was really unbelievable. You know, the American Free Press has got a guy named Szymanski writing articles for it. If that's not a red flag for you guys, it always has been for me. And now, you know, when you take a look at what is being put out by this other fella, you just start saying to yourself, wait a minute here. Is he really fighting the real fight? Is he telling the truth? Is he really putting out the facts? Is he? Look hard at it, guys. Look if he's really identifying, naming the names. Check back on the audio files and see if the names are being put out there. See if the real companies are being exposed. Or is it just fluff? Do your legwork, do your due diligence, and find out if what's being said on his programming, along the same lines of Wing TV, are they being honest? Makes me wonder if this guy Cardo is a crook. He's a bought and paid for bad guy. Maybe he is. Maybe he's just so old that people that have taken over since him are not on the up and up. Maybe they really did take that place over when that spotlight thing went down. Maybe what's left there is just a shell of its former self, full of disinformation rats in a rat's nest. Well, that might lead you to believe, why is Bolin still there? Well, fact is, they do need the credibility of certain writers, and that would explain why many of his articles aren't being posted. Many of his research projects aren't going up on that newspaper. The ones that are going up are nonsensical. You had this guy Szymanski writing most of the front pages for that thing. Take a look at what Szymanski writes. Take a look at who he promotes. Take a look at what he says. He's a Zionist Jew, ladies and gentlemen, and that's exactly who he is. And then you take a look at this guy Tarpley running this, synthetic terror made in America. It's not made in America. Never was made in America. There are henchmen in America. There are henchmen in our government, but it's not an American-designed crime that's being committed around the globe. It's a Jewish supremacist Zionist crime being promoted around the world. So you take a look at this deception, these lies, and you'll start understanding the fuller picture here. It isn't a complicated story. The way that they've weaved the story is certainly complicated, but the reasoning behind it all is not that complicated. You know, boil it down, man, and use the brain that you were given at birth to figure this stuff out. Pull your face away from the nonsensical stuff for a moment long enough to start seeing what really is happening here. You know, we at the French Connection do this work because we truly believe in freedom. I don't want people designing my future for me, and certainly not a criminal dirtbag group like the one that we've got in charge here. Now, have we been infiltrated at times? I think we probably have. You know, I try to trust people. It's a hard one to do. You know, it's tough. It's tough to trust people. You know, you get screwed over when you do. And, of course, they try to put more barriers in my way and in Eric's way than anybody because we're doing the most damage to them. Now, they would probably love to off me. In fact, I could tell you that they would love that more than anything. But, of course, that would even bring more attention to them. And I'm certain if they could get traction on discrediting me, they would try it. I'm sure of it. But they won't. They're not going to. And this is actually quite transparent, this stuff that these cretins have done. I don't see that anything that they've been saying it can't be explained easily, especially these two Jews over there at Wing TV. And I have to mention Zionist Jews. Not all of the Jews are involved again. We have to say this over and over again because this is not a racist attack here. This is absolutely not racist. This is about Zionism. And there are many Jews around the world who absolutely loathe Zionists. Many. And they're part of our network of fighters here. So make no mistake about it. This is not a Jewish issue. This is a Zionist issue. And this is a criminal Zionist issue. And Scott Mufkofka is a Zionist Jew. And he has always been. And he was from the beginning. And the stuff he's doing certainly is now. And he's a liar if he tells you different. And he'll try to spin this broadcast into his own nonsense. And he'll get on there and he'll talk in his foolish ways. He's certainly not going to get any traction with my listeners because people can see through his nonsense. Absolutely. I mean, he would take the word of a spokesperson at a police station who just came to someone's front yard and in front of their family tossed him and beat him around. And then in the police report, they say they said he was going for a gun. No one ever talked about a gun. Bolin never talked about a gun. I mean, how many times have you gone in your house? Why would the time you're going in have anything to do with a gun? Could have been going in for any reason. Get a phone. Call up a lawyer. Get his wife to safety. Put his child in a room so she doesn't have to see this brutality of the police department and have them experience. Could be a thousand reasons, but of course, Wing TV says it was perfectly justified what they did. And that this is an unbelievable claim to make. And of course, it's because they saw the damage that was going to be done when we put these facts out. And we were right. The damage was really, 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 really damning of what they were trying to do to Christopher. And so they hopped on it and they exposed themselves. We followed the rats back to the nest and then we took a look at who was sitting at the table of this rat nest. And boy, it's easy to identify. So I'm calling on everybody to work diligently and overtime to marginalize yet again another group. You know, we got rid of Flacco. We got rid of this guy. He was a lion sack of crap is what he was. We got rid of Slotnick up there. He died off, actually. But we got rid of Lenny Bloom. He was a lion sack of dupe, this guy, and all the rest of these criminals. We've been bouncing them out of the limelight for a while over here at the French Connection. We get rid of them. You know, and we are going to give the kiss of death to this criminal Sisyphus nonsense group. Because he is exactly what I'm describing as a liar. Anyway, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring on my partner and friend and collaborator in this effort. His name is Eric Hufschmidt. And Eric, are you with me, Eric?
Yes, here I am.
Well, you got to turn that up, Eric. You're kind of faint in my ear.
Oh, how's this?
That's a little better. Well, you know, Eric, is there anything you would add or detract from what I said here? I mean, I think I kind of tried to cover it all just from memory here, but
Well, when Bolin was turning, he was to go into his house. He was actually calling his brother, and they knew that. They knew that's what he was doing because he said so. He said, "I'll get my brother," because his brother knew a little bit about the law. He's not a lawyer, but he thought, "I'll just get my brother." So they knew that. They probably wanted to get him before he went in the house, because if he walked into his house, it'd be hard for them to follow, since it'd be even more against the law for them to go in the house and get him. So I guess that's why they tackled him immediately as he started turning around to go call his brother.
Well, they injured him, didn't they? They made a hairline fracture in his elbow, didn't they?
Yeah, he originally thought it was just a bruise, but then when it didn't get any better, then he realized it's more than a bruise. And, of course, the taser, no one knows what effect they have on people.
Well, they kill some people. I mean, there's a whole graveyard full of people that have been tasered, so.
And they did that just for fun. I mean, two guys already had him on the ground, and they're putting a handcuff on him, and they did that just for the fun of it. So this is what you have to realize, that these people aren't fooling around, and yet, if you listen to Wing TV, one of the things I forgot to mention in my little article is, and some other people picked this up too, one of the things that Victor got extremely upset about is when somebody called up, I think it was the Frank Whalen show, he said, one of the callers called up and said, "This is it, this is the start of the revolution." And I mean, some people are angry. You know, it just takes something to get some of them set off, and they're ready to do something about this Zionism. And Victor's, Thorne's attitude is, "Calm down. This is not the start of the revolution. Calm down." This is what I think scared them the most, the reaction to this. The reaction that maybe these Americans might actually fight back. And I think that response frightened them more than anything. And that's why one of the reasons he came forward. It's, calm down, relax, don't do anything. And you'll see the same thing from all of these truth seekers. It's basically, calm down, relax. Or they're just completely ignoring it. What do you hear from Alex Jones? Nothing. Or Jeff Rentz. I mean, you won't hear anything from these people. And I think that is what scared them, the reaction. It's the first time they got a reaction from people. You know, they didn't do anything when Michael Zabur got murdered. They didn't do anything about all.
In fact, he immediately came out and said it was a random act of violence. I mean, how did he know?
I know. How would he know? And nobody else. See, this is the first time in who knows how long where the people actually decided that this is getting too much. And so that, I think, scared them more than anything, the thought that they can't get away with this.
Well, do you remember what I told you? If they tried to do something to me, it would explode in their faces worse than anything. And in fact, I think after the Bolin incident, if they did do something to me, I would be the catalyst. I'm sure of it, because now there are enough people out there keeping a very close eye on what these criminals are doing, including the criminals over at Wing, so that what would end up happening is I think there would be a groundswell. I think they wouldn't be able to stop it then.
Well, that's what I think they're concerned about, and they're blowing their cover every direction you look now, because the only thing they've got is deception. There aren't that many of them, and the only way they are keeping us under control is because they're in the media, they're in a lot of the truth, they seem to be almost all the truth movements, the anti-war movements, the political groups, almost everything is either been infiltrated or they've started it. And what's bizarre is the reaction yesterday from Michael Collins Piper. I never in my life have criticized that guy. Never. And yet he came out defensive last night, as if he was almost guilty. That's the feeling it was like. It's like he's almost admitting guilt, as if I said something and I didn't.
What did he say? Because I didn't get a chance. You know,
Well, he's basically saying, "Well, I guess I'm part of the criminal network too." And Huff Schmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith, and he's talking, "Oh, we're with friends like that. Bolin doesn't need enemies." And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I never said anything about you ever, not once. What are you acting like this for? And it could be that all of these suspicions people have had about him are true. That he really isn't what he says. You can't figure out, is he under threats also? Or you got so many possibilities. He may have joined this group years ago and now he's wishing he could get out and doesn't know how. Or he's part of it the whole time. And then you have to wonder about American Free Press.
Well, look at the people they got writing for that rag. I mean, I'm sorry, Boland writes for him, but they're not even posting any of his articles anymore.
Well, they post the ones, they don't want the really damaging ones, when he, like when he put that Olmert, you know, that was one they didn't want. They didn't want criticism of Israel's prime minister right at the time of the war. What in the world? Why would they censor such a thing? And so that one is, I think what's happening is they're losing control. They're panicking now. You'll see the Scholars for 9/11 Truth just changed a little bit, too. They've even dropped Judy Woods. The professor Judy Woods is no longer, seems to be on, she's not on the list. Morgan Reynolds, they seem to have dropped. He's not there on the list anymore. They're going through changes. They're panicking and trying to dump anybody who, I guess, is going to be suspicious. You know, Morgan Reynolds with his blue screen.
I mean, it's
sort of like giving themselves away. They're distancing themselves from Wing TV. But you got to start wondering here, what is Professor Stephen Jones still doing with them? What, at what point is he going to say, okay, I'm not part of it, I'm leaving? And you got to wonder, there's a point at which we got to stop making excuses for these people. There's a point at which we got to say to them, look, you make your decision. Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
We're not going to put up with this any longer.
Yeah.
And he is still hanging around there. And, you know, there's this, you can see all kinds of rumors that fly about everybody, even me and you, of course. But, I mean,
well,
there's...
What are the new ones about me, Erica? Am I a one-legged lesbian this week?
No, not you. I was saying, what the rumors are, of course, is Stephen Jones. What is he doing? And there, some people think, well, maybe he's one of the people that provided the technical details on how they could use that thermite in the first place. I mean, how do we know? Maybe he was. Maybe he was there, and maybe he didn't realize that's what he was doing it for. Maybe he got sucked into it accidentally.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far, Eric.
But this is what people have to realize. When you hang around with people like the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and they're pumping out UFO nonsense, take a look at who's in this site. You got to ask yourself, when Stephen Jones gets these rumors and he complains about it, you got to tell him, well, you know, what's that expression? You hang around with dogs, you get fleas?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have to suffer the consequences. He's either going to have to leave that group or suffer the consequences of people asking, what is he doing with them? Because that's a valid question. What is he doing? When is he going to leave? And he can. It's like American Free Press will complain. Why are we questioning them? Well, we question them because of their suspicious behavior, and
I question them because of the lineup of writers they've got. Nonsense here. I mean, and then I asked. I said on the beginning part of this, and maybe you'll agree. I've listened to Mike Piper for some months now, on and off. And what I hear on his show, I don't hear him naming the names.
No,
I don't see him putting out the Lowy name and the Silverstein name.
I know
they were together with Netanyahu, and I don't see them saying, you know, the Brooks family and how Leigh Dean works in the administration. I don't see any of that. I see very superficial, you know, kind of la-di-da radio. I don't see hard-hitting journalism. I don't see investigation. I don't see naming names here.
That's right. That's right. And see, there's more to the American Free Press than that. It's, you can see if you just go to the I Am the Witness and do the search function on American Free Press, you'll get some of the articles. There's more than that. And this is why when, you know, people say, well, why are you questioning us? Well, look at your behavior. It's your own fault. You act suspiciously. You should expect people to wonder what you're doing. And and we shouldn't back down. We shouldn't be intimidated. And you'll notice all they have in response to our... we've got intelligent reasons for questioning these people. All they can come up with are insults.
Yeah, doo-doo head. I'm a doo-doo head.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't have anything against lesbians, by the way, so I shouldn't have said that. I apologize to all lesbians in the audience there. fact of the matter is, Eric, that the truth of the matter is here, and you and I both know it, that we have nailed the conspiracy cold. We know it. We know what they did. We know who they are. We know where they did it from. And the fact is, now it's just coloring in gray areas of this conspiracy, and basically trying to get enough traction so that we can begin to stop them. I mean, truly stop them. But the fact of the matter is, now what they're going to try to do is slander and defame the messenger. Now, one of the things that I have done here is try to empower as many people about the research as I can, so that if, for whatever reason, they do get traction on my defamation, the facts will still stand on their own. And so in other words, they will never be able to deny the factual parts of our efforts. And so it's not going to work because the facts will stand on their own. People know the truth when they hear it. And interestingly enough, the things that are going on in the Middle East fit perfectly in with what we've discovered. So all you got to do is look around the world and add 1 + 1, and it's not 11, guys. Again, it's 2, and we can put this conspiracy together just by using basic logic. Basic. It's not even hard to understand anymore.
No, it's the problem I think people have is this. You've got to realize there's people within your government lying to you. Then you got to start realizing the people who are opposing the government are also lying to you. The people, it's all over. The political parties, the anti-war parties, and it's hard for people to keep. Every time you tell them another one's lying, you think they keep thinking, not another one. You're criticizing another one. And I think the last one we did, you know, with the white supremacists, it's like, when do we stop criticizing them? That's what people are thinking. When are you going to stop it? You're criticizing everybody. Well, it's looking as if all of these groups are them, even the American Free Press.
Well, listen to this. We do know that 1.5 billion, that's $1,500 million was spent by our government on disinformation. That's just what we've been able to discover. Now, how much more money was spent by other groups like ADL, B'nai B'rith, and the rest of them in order to bolster that $1,500 million? And how much disinformation can that amount of money buy? And so you do the math. I'm over here with no money. I can't pay attention, Eric. And we're doing this with just the facts, ladies and gentlemen, just the truth. So think about it for a minute. How many people could you think you could sway with $1,500 million? And that's just the spending of the American government on lies.
Well, yeah, they've got websites everywhere, newspapers, magazines, television.
Spammers, they've got a team. They've also got a team coming out. They asked for 100,000 spammers to come out and go to battle against the truth coming out on the internet. 100,000 of them they asked for.
And what's amazing is how easy it is to find Americans to do this. I said, What is this? Is this country like 90% criminals and lunatics? Where are the Americans that you can actually depend on? And so hopefully we can find enough, because that group isn't that big. The group we're fighting, this, you know, if you count up these Zionists, what are there? Maybe tens of thousands. We hopefully can find that many Americans. But what's shocking is the number of Americans that either don't care about any of this or they're actually working with them. And it's all over the place.
Well, but see, you know, we're not alone in this battle, Eric. We've got Swedes, and we've got Swiss, and we've got Russians, and we've got British, and, you know, French, and Irish, and Spanish. We've got people from around the globe. I get emails from every corner of this planet, from Islamist to atheist to, you know, to Buddhist to Taoist. It doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. We have support across the globe. And so this is not just an American battle here. This is a real global battle, because what they're trying to foment here is a global war. They're trying to take over everything. And now you and I both know that there are countries in this world who have suffered more damage than the American society has at the hands of these people. One country, for example, is Russia. And, I mean, if you take a look at the Russians, they've been victimized by this group so terribly that 60 or 70 million of their own countrymen have been murdered at the hands of these criminals. So, and the Europeans have gone through another 80 or 90 million people dead from them. So there are people who do know these facts and are putting it together. And finally, we're getting traction globally here, Eric, and that's what really scares them.
Well, and that we might actually do something, because I think what a lot of these people really are trying to do is suppress any attempt by us to actually organize or do something. You'll see that even with Wing TV. You'll see the message they used to promote months and months ago. We don't need a leader. We don't need anyone in control. Everyone do this on their own. Basically, don't organize. Don't fight back. You'll see the same with Alex Jones. They never encourage you to actually do something. It's to frighten you. You're going to be chipped. You're going to be tracked and traced. They never say, we don't have to put up with this. Let's get together and do something. Let's stop letting them do it. We can stop letting them do it whenever we want. But they never tell you that.
Listen to this one. Alex Jones has probably, on any given week, 100,000 people that tune him in. Not on a day, but on a week. Just think if this man had really been interested in saving the country, what kind of things he could have done with 100,000 followers. The fact is he's done absolute butt-kiss. And the truth is that if we over here at the French Connection, you and I and Bolin and others, were able to put 100,000 boots on the ground over here, as it were, we would be able to tip this place upside down, Eric.
Well, that's right. And it's the same even with these newspapers like American Free Press. Think of what they could be putting out in their paper, going all over the place. But
yeah,
they don't. It's like somebody...
That's right.
And it's like somebody is there constantly messing them up, sabotaging them on purpose, and even their spotlight when it was taken down, that could have been another fake just to get rid of it. But it could have been also by the internal people within it getting paid off and saying, "Here, let's just get rid of it. It's gotten too popular." I mean, we don't know. We have to be more suspicious of all of this stuff.
Well, I mean, look at Wing TV working with this guy Mark Glenn, who's a white supremacist supporter, and the guy's not white. I mean, he's Middle Eastern, which every Middle Easterner has elements of African in them and Asian and Caucasian. They're a mix. And if you look back at their genetic history over the millennia, the simple fact of the matter is the man's not even what these supremacists, which I don't agree with anything that they put out, but he's not even considered white, yet he's a white supremacist, or at least a promoter of it. And then they're promoting this guy Korn, who is clearly something desperately wrong with him, and they're promoting Loose Change, and they're promoting Fetzer. I mean, look, it's
Barry Chamish is also getting
Barry
a lot.
Barry Chamish, my God. And then when you take a look at the people that are working with Pickering, the Pickering's buddy over there, his webmaster's working with Maya Schoen and Schoenman. Take a look at their take on Zionism. They claim to be fighting Zionism, but they're not fighting any Zionists.
they're all sheep herders is what it is. They're trying to keep everybody in little pens where they don't do anything, and they don't know too much. They know a little bit, not enough, and they're never encouraged to do something.
Well, we're going to tell everybody here. First of all, the idea about getting us some advertising time using American law is a very good idea. It's not a big thing to do. Even somebody who just had a couple of $100 could get 10 ads on the local radio station, so you might make a difference in that regard. So yes, take out those papers, $85, run for an office, and then take out a few ads. Very good idea. Number two, the simple fact of the matter is that we need everybody to know about this within this movement. So take this file, take this information, put it everywhere you can. Of course, they're starting to eliminate our information from all of the chat rooms and forums. Go over to Opposing Digits and discuss this with Ben Friedman over there and Matt and the rest of them. And by the way, Ben Friedman, get him back out on there. Put him up in a prominent way. The man is stormy with his power. He is just unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, the facts are easy to understand when you look at them. We can get this information out further afield. Don't drop the ball now. This is when the fight is heating up. They are panicking everywhere. Don't you see it, Eric?
Yeah, they're like rats in the water, gurgling and bubbling. It's panic mode for them. That's why, if you listen to the Wing TV's latest rant, what is their biggest complaint about me? My voice. It's high. It sounds like a woman. And but think about this. This is equivalent to me saying to you, "Hey, that guy just stole your car and your house is on fire," and someone responds, "Yeah, but your voice is kind of high and womanly." Like, I'm not going to listen to you. That is what they respond to this with. This is a desperation. This is a sign they've got nothing. And this is when we got to come back even harder. If this is all they've got, we can beat them. If this is the limit of their intelligence, we can deal with these people. I mean, think about it. If Wing TV is one of their best, they don't have that much. I mean, if their best is, "Well, his voice sounds like a woman," Well, come on. We can beat people like that.
I was looking in the mirror, and I'm a doo-doo head. So, that you know, and ladies and gentlemen, everybody out there, you need to know I'm a doo-doo head, and that's, you know. So we've got that out of the way. So now we can move on to other stuff, because I've already admitted that I'm a doo-doo head. And so let's move on to the facts behind that stupid statement and say this. How about taking a look at their associations and look at why they were promoting Loose Change and why they were looking at working with Fetzer and why they were trying to you know to get this this guy Michael Zabor marginalized as an investigation and look at why they tried to destroy the traction we got on Bolin and why you know all of the associations they've ever made have always turned out to a pile of a disaster. Nothing they've ever done has ever amounted to a hill of beans. And then look at the fact that his name, Muff Kafka, is a Czech name from the Jewish community. Hands down, unequivocal. And the fact is that he's never come right out and said that, you know, his heritage is not Jewish, because it is. And then take a look at the people around him who are promoting him. RBN has done some stuff with him. And Deagle, big Zionist. Frank Whalen, I told you that guy was a rotten as fish long, long ago. I told you, I called him an SOB in exact terms because I knew 8 months ago that this guy was just trying to get people to go nowhere, running around in circles doing nothing. The fact is, you know, that they're trying to wreck us, and everybody's going to come and listen to this file, maybe. Put this file up in a very prominent place, Eric, because everybody needs to understand this.
Well, the other thing people have to do is they need to really send these to their local police departments and tell them to learn about what's going on so they're not used. Because you got to point out to people, the Americans who are in Afghanistan and Iraq right now, they're not there because they asked to be there. They are being used. Some of them don't yet realize what's going on. And our police departments, some of them may also be ignorant. And so you've got to tell the police, when you look at this, don't be used. Don't be somebody's private military force. Don't be a gang for some organized crime. Learn about what's going on. Tell them to grow up and email it to your local police. They're not going to get mad at you. Just email these files and tell them, learn about this. We don't want you to become some hit squad for organized crime.
And
if you know people in the military, send it to them. Let them get mad. Send it to them. Tell them, wake up. Don't become someone's hit squad. Don't become a useful idiot. And see, that's another thing that got, I noticed people get mad when they say, oh, you're saying you want us to contact police departments, militaries. Well, yeah, what's wrong with that? They try to stop you. They'll try to tell you, don't do that, don't do that. Well, why not? Why not tell the police departments? Think about it. The people that call themselves truth seekers are trying to suppress this kind of thing.
Well, I got a guy trying to email me saying, why are you promoting this running for office? You'll never get elected. You'll never get in. You'll never have a candidate elected. And I thought to myself, was I that unclear about what I said? I don't expect to be elected. We're doing it to get the ads out there so we can get the truth to the public.
Right.
It's nonsense, Eric. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, oh, just another communication
But people are, this is the problem. People are swayed by this stuff. They got to realize these are the criminal network. Don't listen to them. Send those emails out to the police department. Don't be intimidated. Don't be fooled into thinking, oh, the police aren't going to want to hear this. Well, sure, they may not want to hear it, but too bad. Tell them. Make them listen. Tell them you don't want them to be ignorant. You're tired of this ignorance in the police department and the military. And the people who try to convince you otherwise, they are the criminal network. You've got to consider that possibility.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, what I'm ending up doing now... what we're going to do is I want to really promote this because we don't have a lot of time for any candidates out there to really post up put their name up there as a write-in. So we really got to promote that because I think that advertising is really going to make a difference. So we're going to have Jim on again. It'd be the third installment of our effort with Jim. And I really want people to understand that this effort needs to be redoubled right now because the pressure in the opposite direction from these criminals is actually increasing, not decreasing. We really, really need to start getting some traction with our ideas. And we need this stuff to be passed to everybody. You know, that's just the way it is. It has to be. We
yeah.
can't fall back now. We need to fight harder. And yeah, there's a lot of people out there, oh, well, you know, my favorite this and that guy, is he a bad guy? One guy wrote to me, I can't stand it anymore, I'm going to quit. Look, this is not an indication that we're losing. Much the opposite, Eric. It's an indication we're kicking their teeth in.
I know. This is when you should be happy. You should be thinking we're getting somewhere. We're making some progress. And you should be saying, this is great. Let's go. Let's keep it up. Keep those emails going. You can send the police department an email every week. Who cares? Send it to a relative that's not in your town where you don't have to listen to them if you're worried about it. Just send it to them, or send it to a look at the local at a university. Just pick some names and send it to them, because it doesn't hurt. They'll realize, you know, when they get enough of them. If there was enough of us doing it, it's like that police department in Chicago. When there's enough of them doing it, the information will get out there. People will start taking this seriously when there's enough people doing it.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to give up when they're losing. When you see them crying and screaming like they're doing right now, when you see them panicking, like listen to Barry Chamish. He was on the show yesterday with Deagle saying the CFR is basically trying to set up Israel and take advantage of the poor little Israelis. The CFR, I mean, listen to their voices. You can even hear the panic in their voices. They're losing it. And
yeah.
So what we should be doing is thinking, good, let's go. Keep it up.
Yeah, look, all we need to keep is in mind is how simple a story this really is. It's not necessarily about, Ezekiel 29, which I did a little discussion about that. It's not necessarily about the Temple Mount or this other stuff. It's really about power, control, greed, supremacy of a single group over others, and it's about a criminal gang using their influence in the world that they've been able to garner over a long period of time to take the whole shooting match over, and they're not going to do it if I have anything to say about it. And the fact is, it's that simple. They're trying to take over. How many events in history, all the way back to Alexander the Great and to the Roman Empire and so many, the Mongolian hordes and Genghis Khan and all these other people, they all, Napoleon, everybody, they were always trying to take full control of the globe. Well, this is another attempt at it, but this time they've changed their tactic. They're going to try to do it with less military and more deception. And the reason they can do it with more deception is they've got better tools. They've got their internet, and they can invest in it. They've got television. They can invest in it. Take a look where they've concentrated their control, and you'll see that they're trying to get it this time without military, but rather with deception. And the deception that they use is simple enough if you take a look at it. It's simple enough. So keep yourselves fighting the good fight. Push harder now. Tell people that look, we are winning this battle and that we can take it back. Eric, what do you think?
Well, we can, and especially when they start noticing the patterns. One of the other patterns is the people who promote the UFOs are also the group that's promoting all the other nonsense. Don't be fooled into thinking there's aliens running around here. If they are, we don't know of them. Nobody knows of them. Don't promote that stuff. That alien stuff is nonsense. And Whitley Strieber just has a book. It's coming out today on Amazon about the grays, they call them. These people are the network. You've got to realize that. All of the people that promote it, Jim Mars, Rents, all of these people, Stephen Greer, that is the criminal network. Don't be fooled into thinking they have these aliens. They're making us look like nuts this way. And now,
and the other thing, I mean, they're the people pushing the fear-mongering of the bird flu. And then we've got a Jewish Zionist named Henry Nyman, who's from Scripps Institute, Scripps Institute was involved in some real big poisonous shenanigans over there. And he's pushing it out, and his organizer for his website early on was a guy named the Rabbi Moneymaker from Israel. The man's name was Rabbi Moneymaker. Ladies and gentlemen, now, did I get duped early on? Yeah, see, I told you, we can get hit with this stuff, too. I tell you.
Well, there's so much deception.
There's so much crap out there that you can get,
well,
you can get hit with it.
And think of one of the other things they complain about me about. One of the articles that I put up that they really complain about is we should investigate the investigators. Now, once you realize how much deception there is, we are all vulnerable. We need to investigate all of it. And what do they complain about? this my suggestion that we investigate everybody. I mean, that's what we have to do. We can all get caught up in this. We don't know. It's too much deception. It's beyond what one person by himself can deal with.
That's right.
And so you can't expect any single person, especially in his spare time, to figure all of this out. There's too many people. There's too much stuff. There's too much information. We don't have the time or resources. And so when you hear someone say, oh, he wants to investigate the investigators, you got to ask yourself, why would anybody not want that? Why would anybody not want to investigate? Anybody who tries to stop these sort of things, even with, and then they might turn this around and say, well, then how come you don't want to investigate the UFOs? Well, I already have, and I don't see anything. You see, if you want to, we can investigate the UFOs. Where are they? Show me the proof. You see, don't let them turn it around either. We have looked at it. I've looked at it. You've looked at it, and we don't see anything.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, and we don't see anything. There's nothing there except some grainy photos. And so,
yeah, but if you listen, if you read Shemansky, we've got 8-foot aliens running at 60 miles an hour and living, how much, 300 years?
800 years, yeah.
800 years.
See, they have specific information about them. Then you can't find any of it, though. So this is a sign. Once you realize the pattern is, they're all helping each other. You'll see this. And in fact, on Wing TV, she came out and even admitted that Laura Knight...
Janik
is a friend. She called her a friend. So this is the Laura of the Cassiopeians. It's like a network. It's like these people truly know one another and are working together. And this would explain why they all help each other with their websites and when you go to their link page, they link from one to the other.
And you'll notice that Wing TV's hit on me when you Google my name and put it in quotes. Wing TV's right at the top because they have so many people out there in the criminal network posting their nonsense about me that it gets the highest priority on Google.
Yeah, so I think what we have here, we have the possibility of changing this, turning it all around. If we can just get more people to question everything. Don't be intimidated. That's the biggest problem most people have. They get intimidated when they hear these insults. Don't be intimidated. Keep it going. Question everything. Anybody who is truly honest, the only way it's going to show is if you investigate. So they should be happy. So don't be intimidated by this nonsense.
That's right. That's right, Eric. And you know what? I'm starting to say to myself here, if the people actually that listen to the French Connection and read our articles and go to our website, they know that the integrity we've been able to maintain over time, and they also know that we're fallible human beings, but at the same time, keep the idea that this is not a complex story. It's about these people using deception to take control of our planet. They've had us by the short hairs for a very long time, and the simple fact is they are panicking because their whole system of control is beginning to crumble around their ears, and even their most deep-covered groups like this Wing TV liars and the rest of them are beginning to be exposed. And American Free Press is a rag. I wouldn't put it in my toilet. I've never subscribed to it. I never would. And the fact of the matter is, you know, we're going to catch a lot of heat for this broadcast. I hope we do. I hope they make the biggest stink about it that could possibly be made, because everybody that's ever listened to our research and looked at what we've done with Rosenthal and with Myron Fagan and Ben Friedman and the rest of it. You don't see Statmiller pushing Friedman. You don't see Alex Jones pushing Friedman. You don't see him saying, oh, I'm going to play this parts of this clip and when Friedman says this and that. We don't see any of that because they never will. You have Wing TV got Friedman on the top of their list? No.
Well, you know what? The other strange insult that Michael Piper made last night on his show is that we are somehow claiming that we are the only ones that talked about Friedman. And this, we never made such a claim. We
no,
got
in fact,
the information.
Liberty had it on there, and
that's
from
right.
In fact, we got it.
We got it from other people. They're lying. Some of the stuff they're coming out with is outright lies, and nobody will ever realize it's a lie unless they come to IamTheWitness.com and look for yourself at what we have said in both interviews and articles. That's one of the problems we're up against. They've got thousands of people that can put lies out. You will never realize it's a lie unless you come to us and look. or asked the question, because even one of the callers to Michael's show came up with this, oh, that Hushman, he promotes this, that, and the hologram theory. I never promoted the hologram theory. I was the one complaining about it. But the caller said this on the show. And see, if people don't decide, well, let me see for myself what he said, they might believe that lie. And that's what you'll see them doing on the media, constantly lying about the Arabs did 9/11, or they'll lie about on the internet. They can get away with more lies, but if you don't check some of the sources, if you don't check some of the information, you could be deceived this way. And so you've got to tell people, basically, avoid the rant sites, avoid Alex Jones, look at our site. And if you hear them say something about us, don't just believe it. Come over and check to make sure. And if you have questions, then ask us.
That's right.
We are about the only ones that are willing to deal with it. They won't.
That's right.
And so when you have a question, when you hear something bad about us, just ask. Is it real? Where's it coming from?
That's right.
Anybody who just blindly follows these people, especially with all the evidence that they are the liars, you know, you're being a fool. Be very careful.
Well, Eric, you know what? I'm glad you came on today. This is important stuff we're fighting for here. It's really the future of humanity. I'm convinced of that completely. And the simple fact is are we going to be able to take these people down? I don't think it's a question of if we do. It's a question of when. Now, here's the question I'd like you to understand and the listeners to understand here. The simple fact is they're toast. They're finished. It's only a matter of time. The question we need to face is how quickly can we get rid of them to save people from suffering? It could take 100 years before they're completely out of our lives, or it could take 1 year. Or it could take 1 week if we all stood up. But the fact is, right now what we're battling for, they're done. They're toast. They're not going to win this. They're never going to win it because they're never going to gain supporters. They're always going to lose. The simple fact is how quickly can we get rid of them so we don't have to cause additional suffering in this world?
Well, also, can we do something before we're all gone? See, it may be that America is just going to go down and then take Israel with it. That's the other problem we have. We could all go down, both of us. Whereas, you know, other countries will continue. But this is what we have to realize. America is deteriorating. With or without them, this country is going down. We are on a sinking ship. And so what we've got to do is get this information out and start deciding what are we going to do with ourselves. What are we?
Yeah.
Because we may end up just destroying ourselves and then and taking Israel with us. Because since we are Israel's only friend, we may both die. We may both be just totally destroyed. So we've got to get this out. It's not a joke. It's not a game. We've got to deal with this. We've got to get it out there, push the information out, and start getting the discussion beyond what kind of airplane hit that tower and start saying, what are we going to do with the world? What are we going to do with this Zionist cancer? What are we going to do to make up? We've got to get them out of our media.
That's right.
They're in our television. They're basically controlling it. Their banking system, the government, the military. You know, we've got to move beyond that. Don't get caught up in those stupid discussions about the towers and even the thermite. Sure, maybe there was thermite in the towers. It's enough. Who cares? Forget the discussion. It's enough. Move on. What are we going to do with the rest of this country and the rest of our lives? And that's what they never want you to do. They don't want you to move beyond that because then you might start saying, okay, let's do something. Let's throw them out.
Well, what I'd like you to do, Eric, is make this a very prominent file in the middle of the thing and with big, bold print and say, must listen, must listen, must listen, because this is really an inflection point for us. This is the next stage. This is when we move to our next level of taking these criminals down. And it's going to take a more concerted, more focused effort of the people that do know these facts and are fighting with us to understand how we are going to take this to the next level and marginalizing these other criminals. And I'll tell you, once this next group gets sent packing, it's going to be easier because there's going to be a lot less nonsense out there that we're fighting against. I'll tell you, you know, I don't have any doubt that we're going to beat these people, Eric. And I want our listeners to know I believe they're done. It's just going to be a matter of time. And I want it to be in my lifetime. I'd rather not have my children and my children's children have to be fighting the Zionists for the final win on this battle. And so it's up to us to stop
system now. This is the time. This is the date for you to get off that cellulite dimpled fanny of yours, if you got one of those, and do some jogging. Do some jogging for our country, for the world.
Well, yeah, I guess, because I don't think the country is going to be around for 50 years, so we don't have that much time either.
That's right.
So
I don't think we've got a matter of months before I think they put the country into an implosion.
Well, it's on its way anyway. If you look at some of the cities like Detroit, some of these places are already looking like war zones. The economy is deteriorating. The apathy is everywhere. So, I mean, we don't have that much time. We've got to get it out there. We've got to stop fooling around and tell people to watch out for the deception and investigate everybody. Don't be intimidated. Tell them, get a backbone.
Well, it's been great to have you with us today here, Eric. Thanks again for coming on to help, kind of get us into focus here. We got lots more interviews coming up. We got lots more work to do here. It's not over yet. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, I ain't seen no fat lady singing around me right now. We're going to fight, fight, fight. Don't fool around here. This is when you need to be really pulling all the stops. Go back and hit all those websites and forums and chat rooms and message boards again. And just hit them again and again and again. And if they erase you, put them up again. and get yourself involved in running for an office so that we can start running some ads. And if you only came up with $300 or $400 to do the ads, that would be 10 ads in a small radio station. And you could put up some really powerful messages across this land.
Yeah, or they can just help with somebody like Jim Condit, who's doing it already right now.
Yeah, if you don't want to do that, send a couple of quid to Jim Condit. You know, we did get a decent response for that last month, and then all of a sudden now our donations are falling right off again. I don't get it. But you know, we're battling here, Eric, and the truth is that Jim could use a couple of quid, so he does run those ads.
Well, yeah, he'll be on again, so we'll talk about that, but...
Well, put this up in a prominent place, blinking if you have to. There was the 26th of March we did a thing that was explaining the website. Well, replace it with this one. That download, according to our statistics, received over, I think it was 200, no, it was like 60 or 80,000 people visited that, or 60,000 or something, Eric. It's like one of our biggest files. So it's amazing that, you know, that people were able to, you know, to really get a good education about what's happening from that one. So let's put this one here, because I think we're moving into the next phase, and I'd like everyone to know that right now.
All right.
And by the way, for statistically, with all of our podcast and the rest of it and the mirror sites that we've got going and the rest of it, we are sitting right now with 15,000 to 16,000. We're up 30%, Eric.
Well, let's hope it keeps growing. That's what we need, is to get some people with some brains and some courage. And
there are a lot of people out there with brains and courage. And you know, when they hear this stuff, many of them, they know right away that the stuff we've put out is pretty simple and pretty accurate. And, you know, I don't claim to have the perfect story. It's just certainly not... I don't, you know, geez, I'm sitting at a computer terminal that half the time I have viruses dancing around on my screen. But I can still get enough of this stuff out there that people can really sink their teeth into it. So why don't we call this a show, and I'll visit everybody tomorrow with Jim Condit. Ladies and gentlemen, until the next show, this is Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt saying goodbye. Be well. Bye-bye now.